To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey, news listeners, it's Tuesday, and of course, time for your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 19th of July, 2022. Got some of the best technology news that went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Apple Pay is in the hot seat, at least in Iowa and the U.S. That's because Iowa's Affinity Credit Union is actually accusing Apple of anti-competitive behavior. Now, this is a proposed class action lawsuit filed on behalf of payment card issuers accusing Apple of illegally profiting from Apple Pay and breaking antitrust laws. Now, the lawsuit is alleging that the restricting contactless payments on iOS devices to Apple Pay and charging payment and card issuer fees to use the mobile wallet is what's engaging in anti-competitive behavior. While stating Android users have options for contactless mobile wallets, iOS users, yep, they can use one. Now, if it sounds familiar to you, same thing's happening over in the EU right now. That is where the Antitrust Commission over there, way back in May, said that Apple is illegally blocking third-party developers from enabling contactless payments. So for keeping track of this, that's two now, probably with a lot more to go. As far as Apple commenting on any of these allegations, well, that ain't gonna happen. At least not for the time being. Well, Snapchatters, do you like those features like snapping and chatting and video calling? Bet you wanted them on your desktop too? Yeah, most of you are probably saying, well, why? Well, if you are one of those out there that says, yes, I need it right in front of my screen, any screen, it is now coming to the desktop. Though it's through a new web app. But in by doing so, it's marking the first time the company has actually made its service available beyond smartphones. And before this, the web platform actually was only exclusively available to Snapchat Plus subscribers. That was part of their Snap Paid Tier program that launched in June. Now, of course, to take advantage of Snapchat on the web or on your desktop, however you want to look at it, you got to be subscribed in the US, UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Those will be the first countries to get access. And you better have Google Chrome browser installed as well, because that's the only one it's compatible with. Now, the reason why they went ahead and let this slide under the paid tier program, probably because Snap is under a lot of pressure to monetize its 332 million daily active users. And currently, right now, the revenue growth over at Snapchat, yeah, it's slowing. And Snapchat's main source of revenue? Yep, you guessed it, ads. Hey, here's something you don't see every day, a streaming service lowering its prices. I had to read that twice too, but if you like Crunchyroll, and if you're in one of these 100 regions where it's offered, your monthly subscription is going down. In fact, if you're in the UK, it's dropping by 25%. And if you're in India, 90%. Yeah, 90%, damn near free. Now, most in the UK know it as the Mega Fan plan. Now it's down to £6 a month. And if you just want the fan plan, it's down to £5 a month now. But in India, yeah, the prices are just insane already. $10 a month before, it's going all the way down to 99 rupees, or about $1.25 a month. Now there is a whole list of countries that's on their website where the price decrease will be taking place, so you can check out in your territory what your price decrease may be. But you didn't hear me mention the US, Canada, Australia, or New Zealand. Yeah, sorry folks, everything's staying the same there. Hey, at least it's not an increase. And finally, you might have been hearing about Microsoft launching a more cheaper, more affordable Surface 2 Duo. It's supposed to be made of plastic and blah, 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 blah. Now, it turns out it's true because it's over on eBay right now. Yeah, Microsoft's secret plastic Surface Duo has completely leaked on eBay. And if you're thinking, well, wait a minute, Microsoft canceled this thing back in 2021. Yep, they did. But apparently somebody in the back room found some stock or something and said, eh, screw it, let's put it on eBay. Now, if you're trying to head to eBay right now, yeah, it's a no-go. It's already gone. All those leaked images as well that was showing the device on eBay have also been taken down, but not before, of course, the internet got a hold of them. It actually revealed that the device would ship with a more rounded design, and the finish would be, of course, plastic, but a matte finish. There's nothing about it that says premium, but it also doesn't look completely cheap either. Now, we do know Microsoft is currently working on bringing Android 12L to existing Surface Duo 2 devices instead of shipping that more affordable Surface Duo 2. And as far as when the next Surface Duo flagship will be coming out, according to the folks over at Windows Central, they're hearing not until late 2023. Got a story no one else is listening, send it to us, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Love the news show day in and day out? Well, we need your support to keep this show going. Head to BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions. For as little as $5 a month, you can do your part in keeping the news show alive. Also, don't forget to check out the British Tech Network on the social media destinations. Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and join the BTN community at our Slack room by going to BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, have a great Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.